Have you ever had to deal with travel like this for a game before?
Oh man, I've never had to travel like this before. Again, I think the furthest I've gone from when I was with the Bears from Buffalo to Seattle. I don't think it's anything like this though.
Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, absolutely, man. Anytime I get an opportunity to play football, no matter where it is, I'm definitely looking forward to the opportunity.
What do you know about London?
Nothing. That is England. That's about it. I have no idea. Wembley Stadium, and I just know we're probably staying at a nice hotel. That's about it.
It's actually one of the most famous stadiums in the world, considered.
I've heard. I don't have much history, in my brain about it, but I just know that it's one of the more famous stadiums, and that it's maybe cold and rainy over there this weekend.
How hard was it to revisit that game, watch that film again?
You know what, man? That game happened, man, and it's just gone. We got the 49ers this week, and that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. We stay in the past, man, and the 49ers will roll all over us.
Can you take anything out of that? Any lessons?
Play harder, play better, and don't take anything for granted when you step out there. You got 3 hours on Sunday to do a job and get after people, and that's what we need to understand from here on out.
You think you maybe took them for granted a little bit? I mean, is that...
I doubt it. I just think they played a better game than us on Sunday. Once again, I'm looking forward to the 49ers, man. We got another explosive team with a explosive couple guys on offense that are very explosive. Probably the best running back in football. I mean, Frank Gore is a great running back. And we got our hands full once again, as each and every week in the NFL.
How about Vernon Davis?
Oh, man, I tell you what, he, judging from the time he and Singletary got into it and now, man, he is a totally different player here. I think he's what they drafted. A few years back, and that's what they were looking forward to. He's giving it to him.
Is it going to be good to take your frustrations out on maybe the Niners?
Well, hopefully that's what can happen. We can, take out some frustrations. Hopefully we can go over there and get a victory, man, and get over there and get in, get settled in, get our rest, and hopefully we can perform at a very high level on Sunday.
Is it helpful to get back to full preparation so soon after a loss like Sunday?
Man, once again, I'm trying to stay away from that loss on Sunday. I'm trying to concentrate on the 49ers, man. The record doesn't say what this team is. I mean, they have a great defense. They have some guys. Some things have been a little inconsistent, but they have a lot of explosive players. Crabtree can run after the ball. Vernon Davis is a threat on every down. Frank Gore can go the distance. So that's a lot we have to cover in the next couple of days.
You gotta make sure you stay away from the bangers and mash. It might weigh you down for the game.
All right, we'll do that.
Do you feel like, as a captain, Coach McDaniels is just taking a beating in the court of public opinion, fans, and media? Do you kind of feel like, it's everyone's culpable, but he's just paying the price for it?
Yeah, he's paying the price for it, and that's what happened when you're at the top of the food chain. But I think, personally, and I'll say this over and over again, I think he's a great coach and an intelligent coach. He gives us all the information that we need, and it's up to the player, the 45 that dressed on Sunday, to get it done. All he does is call it. He puts us in great position, and we just need to perform better on Sunday, bottom line.
What was the tone of his message to you yesterday?
Just put that game behind. I mean, everybody knows in life, if you keep looking behind, you can never move forward. And we got a lot of game left, and the biggest one of the season this Sunday in London.